Welcome to this demonstration of FingerKey. And FingerKey is an application that you can run on both your iPhone and Mac that allows you to unlock your Mac using the Touch ID on your iPhone. FingerKey application comprises two parts, an app for your iPhone, which you can get from the App Store. And if you want to search for it, just put in FingerKey, two words, and you'll be able to find it and download it to your iPhone. And I believe it's about $2.50 on the Australian App Store. And as far as the Mac application is concerned, that's free because it's a companion app to the iPhone iOS version. And you can download the Mac application by using Safari to go to www.fingerkeyapp, that's all one word, fingerkeyapp.com. So again, that's www.fingerkeyapp.com. And of course, once it's downloaded, open up the DMG file, copy the application to your applications folder, and then run the application on your Mac, and you're ready to go from that side. So basically, once you have both the iPhone version downloaded and the Mac version downloaded, you can then run the two applications that then set up for Touch ID, i.e. to unlock your Mac. And that's what I'll be doing in this demonstration, to show you how to set up both applications to work together. So I've got my iPhone here. So I'm going to touch on the screen. Of course, I'm running VoiceOver, and I'm going to run the FingerKey app.
FingerKey.
Okay, there's FingerKey, one finger double tap.
FingerKey button.
And if I flick to the right.
Hey, it's setup time.
Hey, it's setup time.
After setting up FingerKey and its counterpart finger lock, you will be able to unlock your computer easily and safely. Please, swipe left to follow the next steps. Dimmed. Text field.
Okay, so basically an instruction on what the app will do. If I flick to the right.
Gear. Button.
That's the gear button. That allows you to set up the app.
Plus. Button.
That's the plus button to add a device, i.e. the Mac. Flick to the right again.
Finger locks.
That's finger locks heading.
Empty list.
Can't use an empty list. I don't have my Mac listed yet.
Page 1 of 4. Adjustable.
And then page 1 of 4. So basically, that's to get more instructions. So if I do a one-finger flick up.
Page 2 of 4.
I'm now on page 2 of 4. If I touch the top of the screen.
Button.
And flick to the right.
Download finger lock. Visit www.fingerkeyapp.com on your computer and download finger lock app. Dimmed. Text field.
Okay, so it's giving instructions on where to download the application for the Mac from. www.fingerkey.com.
Gear. Button.
There's the gear button again.
Plus button. Finger locks.
Finger locks heading.
Empty list.
Empty list.
Page 2 of 4. Adjustable.
Page 2 of 4. If I flick up again.
Page 3 of 4.
That's now page 3 of 4. Touch towards the top of the screen again.
Button.
Flick to the right.
Pair finger key and finger lock.
Pair finger key and finger lock.
Tap the plus sign on the upper right corner on finger key and click the add new finger key button on finger lock app simultaneously. Dimmed. Text field.
Okay, so basically when you go to pair them together, you press the plus button on the iOS app and the add finger key for the one on the Mac, and I'll do that shortly.
Gear. Button.
Gear.
Plus. Button. Finger locks.
Finger locks heading.
Empty list. Page 3 of 4.
Page
adjustable.
Three of four. Flick up.
Adjustable. Page 4 of 4.
Okay, top of the screen.
Button.
Flick to the right.
Unlock your computer. Once the setup is complete, you can slide the computer to the left and tap login or simply pull down the notification center and use finger keys widget for convenience. Dimmed. Text field.
Secure password when your screen goes to sleep. You can use finger key to log in rather than have to type on the keyboard via your Touch ID on your iPhone. So flick to the right again.
Gear. Button. Plus. Button. Finger locks. Empty list. Page 4 of 4. Adjustable. Skip.
And
button.
That's it. And of course, if I flick one more to the right, I've got the skip button. So I could have effectively just gone straight to the skip button rather than having to read the instructions. So one finger double tap on skip.
Empty list.
It focuses on the empty list, which would normally contain my Mac connection. So touch the top of the screen again.
Gear. Button.
Okay, that button's now changed to the gear button. Flick to the right.
Plus. Button.
Plus.
Finger locks.
Finger locks heading.
Empty list.
Empty list. And that's it now on the screen. Once I've skipped that introduction part, and that's what the app normally looks like when you're running it from now on. My iPhone down moment. Okay, and of course I'm also running VoiceOver on my Mac. Let me go to the applications folder.
Applications. Now in applications window.
And I'm going to type in F-I-N-G to jump down to finger.
Fingerlock.app application.
And open it.
Open. Fingerlock. Fingerlock. Window. Finger keys. Empty. Table has keyboard focus.
Okay, so that's now saying that I'm now in focus on the list of devices that are currently connected, which is currently empty because my iPhone's not connected. So if I go to the right with VoiceOver,
add new finger key button.
Add new finger key. Okay. So I'll come back to my iPhone and double tap on the plus button, and then I'll activate that button on my Mac as well.
Plus. Looking for computer, ellipsis.
Okay,
please open finger lock app on your computer and click add new finger key.
Okay, click add new finger key, which I'm about to do.
Press add new finger key, dimmed button, secure edit text.
Okay, so it's bringing up a secure text field. Now, so this secure text field is the password that I use to unlock my computer. So I'm going to type that in now. And go to the right with VoiceOver.
Pair default
and
button.
And choose the pair button.
Press pair dim default button.
Gear button.
Okay, so I'm back to the gear button on my iPhone app. So I flick to the right.
Plus button. Finger locks. David's MacBook Air.
Okay, you can tell that my MacBook is now connected to the finger key app on my iPhone. And if I jump to the top of the screen on my Mac.
Finger keys table.
And interact with that table now.
Interact with finger keys table, row 1 of 1.
And interact one more time.
Interact with iPhone, stop progress button, row 1 of 1, cell 2 items, iPhone.
Okay, it says iPhone. And the other reason why I interacted with it a second time is there's a stop button there where I can disconnect the iPhone from the finger key lock application on the Mac if I want to. So uninteract.
Stop interacting with stop interacting with finger keys table.
And that's it. So I'm going to leave that application running because it needs to run to be able to access the secure login screen. So back to my desktop.
Desktop, Macintosh HD.
And I pick up my iPhone.
David's MacBook Air, Mac finger locks.
When you're on the name of your device that's now connected, if I do one finger flick up on my rotor.
Login.
I've got login, which is what you use to activate finger lock between the iPhone and the Mac.
Delete.
Delete.
Activate item. Default action.
Activate item. Now before you actually do that, I need to activate Touch ID in the application itself. So I'm going to flick back to the left to gear.
David's MacBook Air, finger locks, plus, gear, button.
One finger double tap on gear.
Info, button.
Okay, flick to the right.
Settings, times, button.
That times button is actually the back button.
Authentication, Touch ID, switch button, off.
Okay, so Touch ID is currently off in the app. One finger double tap to activate it.
On, alert, Touch ID for finger key.
Okay, so there's an alert. If I flick to the right.
Please authenticate using your fingerprint.
Please authenticate using your fingerprint.
David Woodbridge.
And that's my
finger lock has new window.
And that's my computer currently going to sleep. So you heard the David Woodbridge login screen come up. And fingerprint also set up was running, so I know it's running on the Mac. I'm going to touch the home button in front of my fingers.
Finger key. Switch button. On.
And now it's gone back to the control and it says fingerprint. On. Okay, so if I flip back to the left.
Touch ID. Authentication. Times. Button.
And double tap on the times button on the back button.
Gear. Button.
Flick through to the right.
Plus. Button. Finger locks. David's MacBook Air. MacBook Air. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Okay, and I said before we'd flick up to get to the actionable items for the device, my Mac.
Login.
So there's login. Now I'm just going to press the escape key on my keyboard to make sure my screen's up.
Edit text.
And there it is. And if I one finger double tap on the login on my iPhone.
Alert. Touch ID for finger key.
Okay, please authenticate using your fingerprint. So I'm going to touch the home button with my finger.
Finger key. Looking for computer.
Finder.
Ear.
Applications.
Button.
Window. List view. Table.
Okay, and I've just unlocked my Mac using my fingerprint, i.e. Touch ID, on the home button on my iPhone. So that completes this demonstration of the finger key lock application for both iPhone and Mac. Remembering that you can get the iOS app from the App Store and you can get the Mac application from www.fingerkeyapp.com. And basically you download and install both apps, go into the app and choose the plus button and the add fingerprint on the Mac version. Put in the secure password for your computer. On the iOS app, remember to go into the gear button or the settings button to enable Touch ID. And then when you need to log in, when the login screen appears, you can then just go to the device on the app, flick up with VoiceOver to login, double tap on it, stick in your fingerprint, and off you go. So that completes this demonstration of the FingerKey application for iOS and Mac. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.